The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
You're listening to Fresh FM. I'm Matt and I'm joined on the line by James down at State Cinemas. He's with us again for another At The Flicks, where we're catching up with what is happening at State Cinemas in Trafalgar Street, Nelson. James, you've been somewhat in control. Is everything still okay?
The cinema is still standing. The films are still playing. Staff are still talking to me. Everything is going well in the absence of our dear leader, Brett, who's on holiday at the moment. So yeah, everything's wonderful and it's good to be back with you, Matt.
Good. He's probably listening into this, so you've said everything correct. So well done.
It does fill me with fear that he is... We'll plough on regardless.
Okay, so what's been happening down at State Cinemas since we talked to you last week?
It's all been happening. But this week, what's happening is we've got some stellar new releases. We've got the usual array of variety of films coming, enough to keep everyone entertained, starting with, if I may take your role of host, starting with Nobody 2, in which Bob Odenkirk fails to de-escalate the situation. And so Nobody 2 is the sequel to, wait for it, Nobody, which was a hugely popular film in which Bob Odenkirk's character comes across as the kind of schlubby everyman, but actually he's a hitman. He lives his family life, but then sort his other life to be a hitman. Nobody 2 looks to be equally as bombastic as the first one, if not more so. You know, the sequels always turn it up to 11, don't they? So this is bigger, bloodier, and even more unhinged. So the Odenkirk family go on holiday, and as the tagline says, nobody ruins his vacation. Featuring a fabulous, deranged villain played by Sharon Stone.
Wow. Okay. Now, I think Nobody was a bit of a surprise to me. Obviously, Mr. Odenkirk in Better Call Saul and Breaking Bad before that. But he has been a comedy actor. And to see him in that role, I was a little bit surprised.
He played really well. I mean, his comedy chops are second to none. And he brings his comedy chops to the kind of action hero. So he's not your 80s action super buff Stallone, Schwarzenegger, Willis type character. But he brings that juxtaposition of looking vaguely weedy, sort of middle class white guy. And he brings, as I said, his comedy chops superbly to the role. He gives good look, does Odenkirk.
Yeah, and look, it was a bit of a beat-em-up sort of action, which it continued to surprise me, and he's obviously back for a whole lot more punishment.
Absolutely. Look, on the poster, he's sipping a cocktail and holding a hand grenade by its pin, in his little pinky finger. Scarred and bloodied and bruised. The juxtaposition of everyday Joe Schmo kicking, are we allowed to say kicking butts on the radio?
We can.
We just did. That's exactly what he's doing.
I think there was some fairly well choreographed fight scenes. We're not talking quite John Wick level coordination of amazingness, but it was pretty up there.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think it is kind of John Wick territory, right? But it's going to keep all of you action fans 100% satisfied. I remember the first film being really popular. People are absolutely loving it. And I think those people who enjoyed that are going to come out very, very happy.
Yeah, yeah. Look, I'm a Bob Odenkirk fan. So I think it was Mr. Show or something he was in way, way back. So yeah, I'm interested to see where he goes with Nobody 2. So Nobody 2.
Nobody 2, which is an R16, and that starts Thursday the 14th of August, and that's showing multiple times today.
You're very good at this. You've picked it up quickly, James, I've got to say. So yeah, I'm sure there'll be a built-in audience for that. Yeah, I think he's good, and yeah, he does well in the role.
It also stars Christopher Lloyd, who is not from Back to the Future.
Yeah, and Taxi before that.
A geriatric kicking butt. There, I said it twice.
You have. And you can check out the trailer if you want to know more. I'm sure if you've missed Nobody, the first edition, you can probably just about get away with watching this one without sort of having seen it. I don't imagine, you know, there's going to be too much plot set up outside, you know, here's this guy and here we go.
Absolutely. I have every faith in the audience that even if you come into this without having seen the original film, you'll be okay. You'll be okay.
Yeah, and look, who doesn't love a big action thing? And yeah, he's got such good comedic chops. I'm sure there's going to be a few chuckles tucked away between the old kicks to the whatever.
Yeah. Who doesn't chuckle between kicks to the whatever?
Right? Yeah, well, you know, what else can you do? So we've got Bob Odenkirk, Christopher Lloyd, and Sharon Stone, you say, playing the baddie.
What a cast, eh?
Yeah, what a cast. All right, Nobody 2. Check out the trailer once again through statecinemas.co.nz. If you've just joined us, this is At The Flicks. James from State Cinemas is doing a capable job filling in for Brett, telling us about what's coming up this week at the cinema. So far, we've checked out Bob Odenkirk in Nobody 2, and I am waiting with bated breath to see where we go next.
Wait no longer. Let's do a handbrake turn from the action-adventure blockbuster to a much more sedate French language. It's a comedy romance. It's called Jane Austen Wrecked My Life, and it's returning to the big screen, having just sold out at the French Film Festival recently. So returning to the big screen, by popular demand, is this French language romantic comedy about a character who works in a bookshop and dreams of being a writer. Her boyfriend submits one of her manuscripts and she wins a writing residency in England with Jane Austen's great nephew. So look, dreams come true. So she dreams of having a love story worthy of one of the characters in one of Austen's timeless novels. And this is a you know, a French language Notting Hill-esque romp.
Okay.
It's gonna make you laugh. It's gonna make you shed the occasional tear, and it's also got llamas in it.
Wow. How many films have llamas? Go on.
Everything's better with a llama, is it not?
It could be. I don't know. Nobody too. Would that be better with a 2000? You know what are we?
Open the pod bay doors, llama.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, all right. Okay. We're gonna run with that.
You're sounding distinctly unimpressed and unconvinced by my llama strategy here.
Well, okay. I'm yet to see it bear fruit, but we'll give you the benefit of the doubt. So we've got a llama, we've got some French language comedy, probably a love triangle, I'm going to assume.
Almost certainly. In fact, certainly. I've just read the synopsis, watched the trailer, and indeed, whether it's isosceles or equilateral, I don't know, but there's definitely a love triangle.
Wow, you always coming out with the science.
I can't remember what the other one is now. Can you?
Equilateral isosceles. No, obtuse. Obtuse.
Obtuse. No. Free popcorn to the first person that can tell us the other sort of triangle.
Yeah, okay. It shows how long since I've been to school, and AI answers all these things nowadays. You don't even have to worry about it.
We don't need to think anymore. We just need to go to the cinema and recline in Cinema 3, letting French sophistication wash over us.
There you go. Jane Austen Wrecked My Life. How often is it on? What sort of rating? Let us know, James.
That is rated M for mature, and it is on multiple times a day, every day.
Okay, we've had two distinctly different movies so far this week, James. Have you got anything else that's going to take us on a different tangent?
I absolutely do. I think this may be the most eclectic week that I've done with you yet. If I were to say to you, and this might push your levels out a little bit, so bear with me, but if I were to say to you, "Hey, Stella! What do you think?"
"Hey, Stella, I think I can't recall, but we'll go..." Oh, hang on. I know where we're going with this. We're going olden days.
We are.
And now that
we
I'm...
We are going...
In a streetcar.
We are going...
A streetcar?
Sorry?
I said maybe a streetcar.
We are taking a streetcar straight to New Orleans. We're taking a streetcar named Desire, and we're taking it with a stellar car... of Gillian Anson, Vanessa Kirby, and Ben Foster. It's the National Theatre Live has come back to Nelson State Cinemas. It was filmed in 2014. So if you can't get to the Young Vic Theatre in London in 2014, come down to us on Sunday, August the 17th, Monday, August the 18th, my brother's birthday, Wednesday, August the 20th. And you get to watch that amazing cast bring Tennessee Williams' Southern Gothic masterpiece to life.
Yeah.
An opportunity that doesn't come around too often. You won't be able to stream this. This is three actors at the top of their game doing one of the all-time classics, a roles that make careers from Vivian Leigh to Marlon Brando. Come and watch it. It's an event.
It'll be interesting because, it is a long time, obviously, since a streetcar named Desire came out. Do you know if they've modernized it? Have they brought it forward to a current age, or is it still set way back when?
From what I've seen of it, it's non-specific. It's modern day, non-specific set, if that makes any sense
at all. Yeah, I think so.
That's very generous. It doesn't, but thank you. It's 3 hours long. There's an intermission. You're definitely getting your money's worth. It's one of those streetcar names, though. It's one of those texts that I think we all read at school.
Yeah.
And potentially was ruined for us by having to read it at sixth form.
Yeah.
English lit. Like, Midsummer Night's Dream was completely ruined for me. But it's a really great opportunity to resurrect the play from being decimated by Mr. Robert's terrible English lesson.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, here's a chance for redemption, I think, from the old streetcar named Desire. And it's National Theatre Live, so this is another high-quality production.
World class. I mean, you can tell by the cast. This is theatre that, with the best will in the world, unless you travel to the big cultural centres, you're not going to see.
Yeah.
And watching one of the National Theatre Live productions in our world-class sound system is the next best thing to being there. Oh. And if this ran in 2014, you ain't going to be there unless you can time travel.
That's true. And there's a good chance you wouldn't have been allowed to, you know, have like a big bucket of some sort of cola and ice cream and popcorn.
You're right. Although, you know, the clientele for our National Theatre screening, you know, we encourage people to, if they couldn't have popcorn, eat it quietly.
I hear you, James. I hear you. So
I hear you, and I don't want to hear your popcorn.
That's right. Okay. So we want to class it up a little bit for this one. A Streetcar Named Desire, National Theatre Live. As I said, 2014 this was performed. Going to be absolutely impossible for you to catch it anywhere outside state cinemas. So, when again can we see A Streetcar Named Desire?
We can see A Streetcar Named Desire Sunday, August the 17th at 1 p.m. We can see it on Monday, August the 18th at 6 p.m., Wednesday, August the 20th at 11 a.m. They're all in Cinema 2, so they're in our second biggest cinema, which has got genuinely world-class sound.
Yeah.
second biggest screen, cinema one slightly bigger. Fabulous. Come and see it. No excuses.
None at all. All right, Streetcar Named Desire. Check out the trailer on the website. statecinemas.co.nz. And if you do have those horrific school memories of this thing and you want to maybe purge them, give it a second life, I recommend going along checking it out. Okay, where to next, James? I'm sure you've got another little morsel tucked away that you can share with us.
I've got a tasty morsel for you. So we have got Cooley, which is a Tamil language Indian film featuring guns, explosions, slow motion fights, banging tunes, dogs jumping out of aeroplanes, and magnificent facial hair. It explores one man's relentless quest for vengeance since his youth. It's one of the biggest Indian films of recent times.
Wow.
It's got everything. It hits all the right beats of Indian cinema. It's action-packed. It's got amazing moustaches. It's fabulous. It's explosions and everything dialed up to 11. It's Cooley. It hasn't got a certificate yet, so we don't know what it's going to be. But having seen the snippets that I've seen, it's at least going to be an R16.
Okay.
And that is playing here at State Cinemas Friday, August the 15th at 7 p.m. Sunday, August the 17th at 7 p.m. And that's Cooley, a Tamil language film, rating to be confirmed.
All right. Looks once again like it will be a bit of fun like these are. He's a fairly striking looking man with his flash glasses, his facial hair.
Not?
And look at his hair.
He's got the most bouffant of bouffant haircuts.
He does. And it'll look brilliant as he delivers a roundhouse kick.
Absolutely. There's something about the firing of guns in slow motion. What's that lovely line in Hot Fuzz that Nick Frost's character talks to Simon Pegg's character about? Have you ever fired a gun jumping sideways? It's kind of that, you know. Nick Frost's character from Hot Fuzz would love this.
Yeah.
As will I.
Yes. All right. And I'm no doubt there's going to be a good audience in attendance who are going to be enjoying themselves. So get along and, just have a bit of fun at this one. And it is Cooley. All right. A piece of Indian cinema that you can check out the trailer again through the website statecinemas.co.nz. James, we are rapidly flying through the time on this one. Is there anything else you need to cover off before we have to say goodbye?
Parting is such sweet sorrow. I have one more film that I'd like to talk about today, and that is the Run Nation Film Festival, the 2025 World Tour. So Run Nation is a documentary film festival founded by a group of runners in Sydney about 8 years ago, and it's just grown from there. So now it features films from around the world, the UK, New Zealand, USA.
Yep.
And it's films about running, long-distance running, endurance, be wild and free.
Wow.
Come and watch the Run Nation Film Festival at the Suter Theatre on Sunday, August 17th. It starts at 7 p.m. It's going to be stories that are going to make you feel very, very tired.
And probably lazy on my part.
I watched the trailer just now and it made me want to go to run downstairs to the ticket office to get the run back up the stairs.
Oh, good. I've got a brother who's an ultra marathon runner, and he'd be all over this.
All joking aside, they are incredible feats of human endurance and pushing oneself to the limit. Incredible.
Yes, absolutely. Cool. Now, this is probably going to be exempt from rating, I'm gathering, if it is sort of documentary style.
Matt, you've done this before. I'm terrifically ready. It is indeed
their rating. Excellent. Oh, well, good to know that all my years of study for this show have paid off. Yes. James, it's been a delightful little mix of offerings this week. Is there anything else that we can squeeze in this last moment of At The Flicks before we have to say goodbye for another week?
I think that's covered all bases. As I said, it's a lovely, eclectic, mixed bag of a week. I think we cover, if anybody out there wants to come to the review, check out the website. There will be something for you at State Cinema. We'll greet you with a smile. We look forward to seeing you at State Cinema.
Thank you, James, so much for your time this week. And yeah, we'll catch you same time in 7 days.
Looking forward to it, Matt. All the best to you.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.